Welcome to Popular Wiki at the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 172,866 views on Thursday, October 11, 2018, our article of the day is 2011 Norway Attacks. The 2011 Norway Attacks, referred to in Norway as 22nd of July, Norwegian, 22. July, the date of the events, were two sequential lone wolf terrorist attacks by Anders Behring Breivik against the government, the civilian population, and the Workers' Youth League, a UF-run summer camp. The attacks claimed a total of 77 lives. The first attack was a car bomb explosion in Oslo within Regjeringskvartalet, the executive government quarter of Norway, at 15:25 and 22 seconds, CEST. The bomb was made from a mixture of fertilizer and fuel oil and placed in the back of a van. The van was placed next to the tower block housing the office of Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg. The explosion killed 8 people and injured at least 209 people, 12 of them seriously. The second attack occurred less than 2 hours later at a summer camp on the island of Utøya in Tyrifjorden, Buskerud. The camp was organized by the AUF, the youth division of the ruling Norwegian Labour Party, AP. Breivik, dressed in a homemade police uniform and showing false identification, took a ferry to the island and opened fire at the participants, killing 68 of them outright, and injuring at least 110 people, 55 of them seriously. The 69th victim died in a hospital 2 days after the massacre. Among the dead were friends of Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg, and the stepbrother of Norway's Crown Princess Mette-Marit. It was the deadliest attack in Norway since World War II, and a survey found that 1 in 4 Norwegians knew someone affected by the attacks. The European Union, NATO and several countries around the world expressed their support for Norway and condemned the attacks. On August 13, 2012, Norway's Prime Minister received the Gjørv report, which concluded that Norway's police could have prevented the bombing of central Oslo and caught the gunman faster at Utøya, and that more security and emergency measures to prevent further attacks and mitigate adverse effects should have been implemented on 22nd of July. The Norwegian police arrested Anders Behring Breivik, a 32-year-old Norwegian right-wing extremist, on Utøya Island and charged him with both attacks. The trial against him took place between 16 April and June 22, 2012 in Oslo District Court, where Breivik admitted to having carried out the actions he was accused of, but denied criminal guilt and claimed the defense of necessity, just necessitatis. On August 24, 2012, Breivik was convicted as charged and sentenced to 21 years of preventive detention in prison, the maximum sentence allowed in Norway, at the expiration of which the sentence can be extended indefinitely, in 5-year increments, as long as the prisoner is deemed a threat to society. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:12 UTC on Friday, October 12, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 2011 Norway Attacks. This podcast is produced by Abel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.